somewhere is probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We James
died.
Rather than Tonya, right? He said you knew more about this stuff than he did. And we just start out. And asked him what he got on the phone.
What are you going to call him?
Well, I think it's just a little bit early. I don't think it what open up.
10 minutes to eat, yeah.
We can, they don't, if we had an olive race.
Well, that olive race 10 miles from Gale. I haven't been to it. South sticker plate that we're going out towards High Springs.
Oh?
Sure, that thing 10 miles from Gale. Turn off right there, the right,
up
that by the sticker plate going out that way, going towards High Springs.
Up there towards that Electric, that's not far from Electric.
Mm-hmm. Right, on the other side of Electric, I'll be there. 10 miles from there. I done been out there.
Yeah.
I think I have to get something there for that plot.
Yeah.
It wasn't the right thing, I ain't been there since. I had to go to Newberry to get a part for, what, man? Something that I went there to get a for that plot. That man told me to do. I told him I was going to bring it back. It broke.
Yeah.
I haven't been back. Well, I know it's going to break.
Oh?
Yeah, I know. I told him it was going to break.
A new part?
Yeah, a brand new part. I think I paid $2 something for it. So on that night, it broke.
Well, that's,
I knew that thing was going to break.
Well,
so piece come out from that part where that piece go up the hole, that part of the hole is open, keep going too deep in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, that way I got that chain at.
Yeah.
I quit, man. I tighten up that thing, that thing broke right there. Gee, I know that tight gun break that thing.
You know that handle kept dropping down, you see that part broken.
Yeah.
You
got the big thing right, you know, where that traffic pull weight against that thing.
Yeah.
It's only gonna break it.
You know, I you know, for this stuff we're planting, you don't need to cut it that deep, 4 or 5 inches at most.
Yeah, but you got to keep that stuff in the ground. Don't need to come out.
Well,
you don't put, well, you put, if that moose grass will pull that thing out that ground, you're going to keep it down in there.
Yeah.
You go out there skimming the ground, you ain't getting nowhere. You got to get out in that ground. Keep that stuff going in the ground that deep. No. It turned it over. It ain't playing with it.
Yeah.
That's right. It turned it over.
Well, maybe what that old grass needs is...
It's turned over, no joke.
Turned over.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait too late to get hot, because I don't want to wait to get hot. I don't get on hot. That's when I could have been down here and said, my people been up there since
well, we been
5
waiting.
O'clock.
We
waiting
been,
on me? Oh, yeah?
No, I been waiting on you. We've been waiting.
Trying to get the place open.
Yeah,
I say 9 o'clock the best of them people. Them people don't get up early. I say that 9 o'clock the best of them people.
You know, it's a fair place sometimes,
don't you? And I say 9 o'clock, the best thing people open up. I didn't feel fine, I don't get through it.
Well, that's it.
That's right. It's 9 o'clock when I'm busy. I got to go out, you know, on the most part, and turn something for my cousin, yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm doing, so doing for my cousin. He told me to come out and turn something for him. He didn't even need it, maybe I didn't want him. He come there Sunday, and I'm going to turn something down here, and then I'll come on out there.
Well, that's what happens, you see. I had we was cutting silage up here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Davis, Guy Miles. I want Burnett Patterson wants to ask you about a little part.
What place you calling up? What place you calling up?
That is the Rush tractor. That's the Alex Chalmers place.
Hello.
In Cali.
Oh. Do you know that piece with holes, them coasters in the front of the plow? Hold the coaster in the front of the plow. Yeah. I got an olive oil plow. That's right. I ain't talking about the punts. I'm talking about that piece with holes, the coaster on that little round knuckle fits up on that shell. Well, I have the prize. Thank you, that's the same. I have the points, but I thought you had that piece with holding in front of the prize. I got a coast on it, see? Thanks. I felt Lake Ross. I feel like I say.
What do you say?
Lake Ross. That's where that's from outside of Dean.
Oh, over the lake, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's 10 miles outside of Dean. I've been up there.
You wouldn't have any parts down there for olive flower, then.
You wouldn't. You could go there for that town and get that town apart, but you can't get all the parts for that stuff. She had punch, but I bought 2 points yesterday morning.
They carry the points.
Mm-hmm.
They don't carry those little collars.
Mm-mm. We're having that to do without, too. I get it.
You haven't got a, you can't, there ain't anything you could rig up to put in there.
Let me see, I have to get a nail from me anyway. I don't know where a nail to hold on that stuff. If I had a, I have to take some mine small, man. The ground and make a cramp. I don't say I thought about it, I'd have got a exhaust pipe for that. So you could put it around there, stick it up on that plate.
Yeah.
Right behind it.
Yeah.
And tighten it on here. So I thought about it, I got one in there, boy.
You got plenty of exhaust pipes.
I had some of them sitting up in the back of my car. Boy, let me grab you. I had some, I thought about that thing.
Yeah.
What
I'm
gonna do.
Yeah, I got this wire here. I need.
He stole our dough into that one.
It's right there. If I left it there and grasped my wife right up in the door. I was thinking that there's that Alice Chalmers place out there on the Archer.
Yeah, I say yes.
Just wonder. I don't have that number on me. I have to look that up. That's Robert. Roberts.
Hey, Robert.
It just takes minutes, you know.
Okay.
What'd you find out there? You can't.
Oh, he found nothing. He's trying to find something. He's trying to see if he found a piece out there. I had to put a nail in that thing, keep that thing, hold that thing up, too. See, he's had a nail go up on the bottom, it keeps from lost, and the nail dropped out the oven because the whole thing drop off. When the nut on slag, and you got to be backing up, and it dropped out.
Got that hole there.
Yeah, the hole up under that thing to hold that thing on there. And
yeah.
The nail dropped out there, and the whole thing dropped off. I was looking to find that thing. I had a big ball of dirt, and I went around and plowed again. There was it laying out there under the dirt. I lost two. And the other fine.
Well, that's the trouble with plowing. You plow them up. Plow them,
right.
Plow over them.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You can't find that thing once that just drops down in there, you know.
No, can't find it. In the dirt. She can't find that thing.
It got me that little piece you put on the back there.
Mm-hmm.
You had him make that?
Yeah, I made that little clamp. But you see where that thing broke at?
Yeah, that was that
piece broke. Yeah, go for that shaft. Well, see, that stuff ain't no good old cast iron.
No!
When you pull through with them tractors, way that tractor shoot. That thing pulled up broke. I told that man gonna break.
Man, well, you destroyed fine.
I told that man gonna break. See, he'd have to hold that thing up to keep it going too deep. See?
Yeah.
You let it down the top, it'd be running that day. You don't want the plow to run right up on the point, you want to run level.
Uh-huh.
Make it dirt turn level. But so you be gutting your tractor and all. One head down. I had where it run with a heel, run like that wheel, run that back down the ground. Well, see, you got leaves up there to let it in the ground as deep as you want, or take it out the ground as you want. That's what that's for.
Uh-huh. And that,
Well, we still seeking to get that piece, though.
All right.
Yeah, we still seeking to get that clamp and put that coaster back on there. We still want to find out if they got it.
And you don't think of any way you can rig it up.
Without it. No, I don't believe it.
Exhaust clamp, there's plenty of them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty sturdy. because they got.
They're not as thick as that other clamp, though.
No, but they take a heat, you see.
They take a heat on.
And they take all that vibration. Of course, it's not as much.
Is that other piece on there?
Uh-huh.
I got one on the way. Small, technical, small as that, I know.
Well. Yeah.
We can get a hold of one of those. You got that one?
You ought to call him while you're in here?
We can.
Okay, I'll give you the number.
Okay.
It's 376.
Wait a minute. Three?
You gotta get your one first.
Okay. All right.
376.
Three? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Six?
376.
Seven. Seven. Then seven. Six.
Yeah.
4-5.
Four. Five.
Five.
Oh, 06.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Six.
Six.
Yeah. Six on that. Got a dollar one? Yeah, I could probably have dialed it again there sometimes.
Okay.
Better hang it up there.
I've done the wrong again.
Alright. Right.
My job is
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long one. What was that?
373.
Yeah.
4506.
Good shot.
That's 4-5. Was that 06? I know they put so many numbers on them these days.
Oh,
there you go.
The heavy number. Call it again. Heavy number.
Give him this number here.
My number here is 591
1512.
I think it's gonna ring.
You heard it pretty complicated.
Sure, yeah.
Hello.
How you do? Oh, you knew who to talk? Knew who to talk? I know your voice. This Brennan. You know I was up there yesterday. That's right. I got them days mixed up. You know, it was a holiday, but I went yesterday, though. You know that piece hanging on the coasters? You know that shaft running out on them coasters? Do y'all have that little clamp hold? Huh? Swinging coasters. With got the shaft on them. Do you have that little collar that hold that coaster up? Yeah. That's right. Well, I was going to send a fella with Mike come out there and bring the coaster and let you see it. And you may be lucky enough to find something. Mine dropped off yesterday in the field and I lost it. Uh-huh. Okay. I hope you will. Well, bye. You know who I was. I had to check a little bit. I looked at this before yesterday. I think I might bring that piece with him and find something to fit it. Show him how it works. It goes up on the clamp. I mean, it goes up on that shaft. And then when the hook right, it tightens up.
Yeah.
But keep them doing like that. Got two ends on each side of it.
Two,
it can't move.
Two of those.
Mm-hmm. Look, give me just a little bit. You know what you're looking at.
But we have had one hell of a time. Sit down there and drink your water, and I'll tell you about it.
Yeah. Glad to run out of the store. when I get through the season. That's a son of a gun out on it. That's the hardest ground I've ever seen.
Well,
cut down that sucker off. I got that sucker laying up right on the point every now and then. That's a son of a. Down in that darn bottom of that darn pond.
Yeah.
That plow going to the ground about that deep.
Yeah.
Hot and take a darn bullet to push up that dog.
just skip.
He ain't skipping. I'm plying on. I'm plying. He ain't skipping nothing. I'm going clean over there where you mowed actually. I'll get through the season. That sucker, he hit that tight grass. He pulled up a chunk of grass that is more like I said, good God, it'd be half big as this table, look like. I done moved the grass, get up on it about that thick a hump, look like that, just flop it over.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's a tight pulling. Your tragic mic would pull out there. His mic.
Well,
his mic pull out there. It do, it couldn't pull that bomb out deep as I'm pulling it now.
No, I
know it'd be spinning on the ground, because that sucker is spinning itself, big and heavy as it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that plow going, I got that sucker grinding the ground and kind of tipped on the point. And I got that back and pushed all the way to the back. If them new points don't even done nothing out there, just had to quit plowing and try to plow, because you don't even do nothing at the new points out there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But let me tell you, this fella, he was going in there to get that part.
He did.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna take that starter off the Ford,
mm-hmm,
and leave it in there because it's been slipping. It's been.
What, it need to bend it on?
Yeah.
More likely. You got it off now?
Well, and he took it with him. And this fella comes.
Yeah, Chevrolet truck.
Yeah.
I saw him.
He come at the right time. He come out here. He gonna adjust that mower.
Mm.
It's an old wide mower.
Going too deep.
Huh?
Going too deep.
And I bought it from him,
mm-hmm,
and he come out here to make it work, you see.
Then fix it, then.
Well, it's a damn good thing he come.
Then fix it.
Because I couldn't have done all that adjusting.
I wouldn't try.
He working out there an hour, and he knows how.
That's right.
And I don't know two bits worth about the thing.
Well, if I don't know nothing, I don't know nothing about nothing. That's right, yeah. I don't get involved with it. If I don't know about it, what I know that. But if I don't know nothing about how much, come on, help. You know, I said, I don't know nothing about it. I must have been looked. Yo, come on, help me. I said, no, I ain't going to miss it.
A fella can get in trouble, can't he?
Sure, absolutely. Just go tell something he don't know nothing about.
Then you
can't get it working. If you don't know nothing about it, I'm going to look at the other fella. I don't know it all. I know something. Like my boy. You know something all day? I don't know. I know something, but I don't know it all. I ain't supposed to know it all.
Well, you know, he got more sense than I thought he had.
I know he did. I know he thought I had no
sense. Let me tell you about that.
Uh-huh.
It takes a pretty smart man to know when he don't know.
Darn right he did.
Now, I'll tell you something.
Mm.
You know the fella that used to run this Shell station up here?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the nicest fellas around, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Miller.
Why he quit?
Why he quit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got too much.
Go ahead, so. How come the other fella up there? He up there. He's doing fine.
So far.
Ain't nobody put with the good Lord. Everybody make a mistake. Ain't nobody put with the good Lord.
Yeah. You think Miller made a mistake?
I don't know. I ain't gonna say that. Listen, but
I ain't gonna say.
Brad made it. Bill said Miller made it. No, I ain't know Miller. That's Miller's made a mistake.
Well, I tell you what he did. He got too much on his books.
Yeah, I'd say credit not so much.
Yeah.
I get credit up there.
But you pay.
Nah, you told.
But the other
I don't have no trouble about that.
Yeah.
I even got them wings on my feet. Yesterday, I told you, I ain't paid for them. I could have paid for them when I come up there. Shot up when I come on the other day, holiday, yesterday. I could have paid for him.
Yeah.
Paid for him. I said, you know when I called him up, I said, you know who it is? No. I said, you know who I was the day before yesterday? He said, David. I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could have paid for him.
Yeah, he remembered you.
That's right. I could have paid for him. I done bought too much stuff there. I bet I done bought over $200 of stuff there.
Mm. God
different times, yeah. Buying a little bit of this and a little bit of $2, $3, and muffles, and veil cover. Oh, I don't know what all I done bought from that. See, it counts up.
Yeah, boy.
Spend $20 there one time so quick, make your head hurt one time. That's right out the box.
Is that your sort of headquarters up there?
Yeah, that's only where I deal with them people up there.
Well, he's a nice fella, ain't he?
Just as nice as he can be. So far, I don't know, he might get nasty, but he got to make me know it. If he do, I won't get nothing more from him.
Well,
can't use my money, so I go somewhere else and spend it.
Well, I mean, he seems to know right smart, and then he's accommodating.
That's right. Everybody in that shop. The head man knew me.
Oh, yeah.
There's two of them in there, because the brother that went down there was dodging them.
You know that?
I've been there a long time. Oh, I used to wait for their father when he was living. Long years ago.
Yeah.
Before I went to CC camp.
You know that father, he died since I come down here.
That's right. Sure did. Oh, he used to go up and down the road.
But
sure.
I didn't know him.
Yo, everybody got their way. He had his way. Everybody got their way. I got my way. You got your way. Everybody, people is born on a certain time of moon. And everybody be moonified sometimes. Act mad sometimes. Everybody don't be right. A girl to himself, Mr. Pappel, you mad sometimes? I say, yeah, I was mad at this time. You don't know it, though.
Oh, really?
You don't know it. So when you mad, I say, yeah, I was mad. Why are you mad? I say, because you made me mad. That's why I got mad. Everybody born on a certain time of moon. That's how come that is.
Yeah.
All three of us, you know, different.
Yeah.
That's right. And come a time, we just all right. It come a time, you're not all right. Sometimes say, your wife make you mad. It don't be that. It's where you're born. That's where that goes.
Well, I know.
A lot of people take it out on the wife. It don't be your wife. The wife made you mad that morning. You come out here on the job, sister. It, nothing can't suit you. You understand that?
Yeah.
You, nothing can't suit you. Don't be that.
You're
on a certain time when they put it on the wife, don't be the wife, to be yourself.
Yeah.
That's what that do.
And you just wish you were somewhere else.
That's
time.
True. That's true. A lot of people be that way.
Oh, it's
that's true. Everybody be that way. Sometime you meet up a person like today, like I said yesterday, my word may come true. I try to be like that every day.
Yeah.
But you can't be like that every day because you're born that way.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that thing.
Yeah.
The way God make it, that's what he make. We didn't make ourselves. That's true. We didn't make ourselves.
Oh, man, that's something. It's bad enough to have to work, and then when you got to work and you don't want to be there.
And you get cross, at this certain daytime, time of year, anybody get cross.
How long does it last?
That won't last so long. Everybody get out of it. It don't last so long. I'll say probably the day, next day, you're all right.
Yeah.
You know what that
is. You kind of work it off.
That's what I'm talking about. It go off. You don't be that way all the time. You know anybody. So-and-so ain't like it was yesterday. You notice that now.
Yeah.
You notice that. So-and-so ain't like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
After a while, you be along with it. Well, you just figure that. Everybody have a day.
Yeah.
I don't care who you is, where you come, what color you is. Don't make no way. Everybody be that way.
Yeah.
That's right. You watching them from now and then on out. Don't push on somebody, something that.
Yeah.
I try to be right, but you can't be right because God made it. Because God, if he didn't make out himself.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't be looking at Bob, I'll tell you about it. I don't know it all, but what I know that.
Well,
that's
now,
where I go.
Well, yeah. Now, you see, that's what happened to Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Make my word come back true. Go ahead and talk.
I'll tell you what happened to Miller.
Uh-huh.
He got so he'd work on things, big jobs, that he couldn't handle.
Overload.
And that killed him.
Overload.
He'd take a car, you see, that he didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time there was a fella here I bought some cows from, and he stayed here a month or so, and he had a big old Cadillac car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you remember him or not. It's been way back.
Mm-hmm.
He's over there one day, and he had a little noise in the motor.
Mm-hmm.
And Miller noticed it. He says, "You got a little noise in your motor."
Mm-hmm.
Says, "I'd be glad to take it out for you." Why, hell fire. If Miller got over that Cadillac, it had two noises in it.
Yeah, three or four of them. Because the car got a little noise, you got to know what you're doing. The heap people say that tractor rally. I got them bales wide open.
Yeah.
Where they won't burn.
Yeah.
I can jiggle 50 cent up under them bales.
Oh.
That's right.
You,
Yeah, jiggle 50 cent up under
them
bales.
Like that.
Yeah. You tie them on that close. It won't last 2-3 weeks. They'll burn them out.
The why?
That's right. Well, Mr. White up there on the game? He put those valves in for me.
Oh, the valves in the
tractor
motor.
Heat.
Yeah,
and
that
heat.
Tractor.
Them valves, I can shove a 50 cent up under the valve.
Yeah, and they'll make a
la 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 la. They rally. You hear them rally till they all get up there?
Yeah.
They la 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 la. And you first cramp in the morning, go like, something knocking. I said, ain't there nothing knocking that motor. I put it up.
Well, you set those up
there? I set them like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I set them like that. Oh, we've been running like that about 5 or 6 months, it's like it is now. My boy told me this a while ago, he said, Daddy sounds like he's missing. I said, well, it might be missing a little bit. I said, one of them bears are open and the other one. Because that front bed, I know he was open. Because when I took that head on kid back, Mr. White, it wasn't right. And I just put him down, tightened him down, didn't chuckle no more. I checked him the first time, I ain't checked him last time. I just put him on and run, see?
Yeah.
I ain't checking him last time. Just tighten him down, put the bear cover on there and cranked it up and run it ever since.
You know, some people go through and one of those gauges
mm-hmm.
and they set
up. We got one.
But you
got a gauge.
You don't use that.
I won't study about that gauge. Yeah. Make my motor run quiet. I said, well, I don't care about mine rather. I bet your mine run good, run as long as you're on rather. After a while, you're going to have to be buying bed because you got them tied down there so tight.
Because
that sucker sugar I'm burning out. Man, White put decent veils in mine with the burning them big decent on that Riley.
Yeah.
Them veil guys, you know them veil guys?
Yeah.
He put them things in mine.
Oh.
So it cost $1.50 a piece. I bought, let me see, I bought four of them. Put all the new veils in. I said, don't leave no old one out because I'll be with him. I said, don't put no old one, put all them stuff new in it, because I don't want no missing. When I go in the fields with flowers, people, I want to say, wait.
Yeah.
I have to, because I want to hit the wick. It wakes, too.
Yeah.
Don't fall back. I done that big grass that this morning. I scared myself. Good God, look behind something, turn on. I see that sucker tighten up and I'm sucking with the spin. I said, good darn, that darn grass, that mooted grass is that sucker about that slick in that ground. Got that much of hope down under there.
Yeah.
And that sucker flipped it over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what'd you say about Miller now?
That's right.
What'd you say about Miller?
he didn't know when he didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't admit it.
Would he done wrong?
Well, he done it wrong.
Well, what do you want to mess with it? Then you know it's running. What do you want to mess with it?
Yeah.
What do you want to mess with it? It's already running. You hear a little noise. Fan belt light squeak. When you raise them, rev that motor up, the fan belt light squeak when you rev that motor up.
But now he's accommodating, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's accommodating. I ain't got nothing. Never got nothing more credit myself.
And old the fellow up there now is accommodating.
I credit from him. I paid him up last week. In fact, then I got. I put some Quaker State, not Quaker State. What that stuff good for all, none to that dummy stuff.
What, add to your oil?
It hits your rings. I can't call it
STP?
STP. I put a can in, I got a can in, I charged that. I would have $8, I paid him $8. You don't never say nothing to me, but when I go there, I pay him up. That's right, you never say nothing to me, but I want you to pay me, you never say nothing to me.
Never have to.
You never say nothing to me.
Jump you.
I say, if I owe you, don't you send me no nothing. I tell everybody, don't send me nothing, because I'm going to pay if I live.
And you
don't, my people going to pay if I die.
And you don't need to be reminded, because you know
them. That's right. No, you got to be reminding me, because I'm going to pay
if
I live. I already have done.
Yeah.
I have owed $65 for gasoline myself, my car and my tractor.
Yeah.
I paid it. Yeah, $65, I paid it.
Yeah. Bennett, I was gonna tell you now, that fella, he's a good mechanic.
You mean up there now?
They come out here.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
Where you from?
He's from that Alabama place.
Ocala.
Yeah. And he's going to look around, see if he can't
find
you.
You showed him what you wanted, didn't you?
He
yeah.
Him.
That's
yeah,
good.
I took that. You know
that's
that,
good.
That
yeah.
Shaft.
Yeah, that's good. If he can find, I hope he will. Before I leave
he
him.
Said.
I hope he will.
He said they might have some.
They
different
got. Sides. I know they got some side to fit there because they got all kind. It might. It ain't got to be the same kind of.
That's right.
Thing.
Just
the one to fit that. I don't care what kind of ply it is.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be the same all the thing. It can be another kind. You know, another kind. This sort of got the clamp to fit there. That's all. That's
you
it.
Don't care whether.
Of course,
the same
no.
Kind
I don't care.
Not.
That's sort of way. I thought I was going to win.
Well, now, he going to check my starter, and he going to get this old...
I build my starter, my train.
He going to get this old thing working. Where are you going
to
eat dinner?
I'm going down to the store. I'll have to get some gas and stuff. My boy, I told me to come down. I'm going down to the store. I'm going to get some gas.
Yeah,
about 6 minutes to 12.
You just going
to
fill it up down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'll fill it up down there. I filled it up yesterday. I ain't able to check it. It don't burn that much of gas.
Well, you know, my trouble is, I get it in these little 5-gallon cans. And it'd be a whole lot better if I had...
I got the 50-gallon drum up there. I bought a 50-gallon drum. I ended up with new gas. I had some gas in it. My boy, grandma, I said, the gas getting mighty low in this can around here. Y'all watching my leave apart. I ain't putting no more in it. I buy 10 to 15 gallons at the time, didn't you? I said, I can't buy gas like that, y'all. Somebody's burning it. I put my lock on it. That's when I go to the lock and it again. I got a 50-gallon drum. I put that out there in the bushes out there away from the house. After a while, I see the can you was doing that. Y'all moving my, everybody burning my gas, and anybody, I put a donation up there. I don't mind put a donation up to help me buy 50 gallons. I can buy 50 gallons of fuel for $10. I know Dunn Valley won't buy. That car won't run no more. We put that fuel in there.
No, that's no story, isn't it? Buying a drum of gas and everybody backs up there.
That's what I know. Everybody's a dump, but they getting nothing. Everything I seen the holes go. And I said,
yeah.
I sat down in the chair one day. I ate the real thing.
What you going to eat down there, Bernard?
Cold cuts.
I got a cold cut. Yeah, you want it.
I'll wait till I come. But I mean, we can beat on meat, though. We can beat soda water and cold. That's all I want to eat. When I'm working, I don't need too much. Get
well,
too fat.
I haven't gotten a soda water, but
I'm going to the store. That's all right.
I got a cold cut. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm going to the store. What's going on? The store with my boy going down there. We're going to eat down there.
Oh, you're going down
there? Yeah, going to the store. Yeah, he wants to go. And I got my gel. I'm going to get some cold water down there. But I'm trying to get through around 4, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you plying this thing, that plying not going to help me.
What can I help
you? I gotta have it leveled off. Where
you
want to
level? You got a level off here?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Not like you got.
They can do that too. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, I didn't figure. I didn't.
That ain't no problem.
I didn't figure it was gonna have to be so. I didn't realize it was gonna be this rough.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough when you turn that motor grass up. You know it's gonna be rough.
Yeah. Well, now what?
You turn that motor grass, it sure got to be rough.
Well, what can you do with your...
A little hair. What, you going to plant first, and I'll come behind you and cut it?
No, I'm going to put that out of the clover there.
That's right.
And you don't cut that in, just sew it on.
Oh.
Just as long as the ground's fresh work.
Yeah, it'll take over. Be good if the rain come behind you.
Oh, that'd be the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, we can get the little hair out the brain up here and cut it then.
All right. But now you don't want to cut it. I mean,
cut it in the house. That's kind of how I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
A little up behind. Now, anything I cut like that, let that bushing bar, I got it. Just leveled off. It's level. It's leveled up, but it ain't going to make it like, kind of like a yard. It's just right to do that now.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to go down there deep and kind of cut like that.
No.
But it'll level that ground off.
No, if you go down there deep, you're just going to turn that Bermuda
up. See, it's going to level it off. That's what it's going to do. It'll go in the ground about that deep stuff.
And take out some of them ditches you see.
That's right.
Where from?
Well, the only ditch you got there is where I pull it in some the best I could.
Yeah.
Where you cut out your lane, you know.
Yeah, you can't keep them ditching a little bit.
No, we can't. Not. If you're going to ply it, trying to ply it up.
But you can, with your hair, you can
level it up.
You can level
make
it
two
up.
Make 2 feet and then level it up.
Yeah. Well, just as soon as you level it up, I'm ready to put the seed there.
Okay. Well, I have to go down, my hair around it, and Maggie says I have to go down there and get it. I have to take my trailer right here and go down there and get it.
You know, I wish I had...
You ain't got none.
Let me tell you, Burnett, you know, I get along with as little equipment as anybody, considering how much place I got here.
That's good.
You know, I haven't got one darn thing to haul in.
You ain't got no trailer?
I haven't got nothing.
How you see my trailer? I pull behind my trailer.
Yes.
I had to make me one to fire burn all the wheels off and all the rain up, but I went back and made me another trailer. I just have to have me something. Because we had to haul trash off and one thing or another and a little hauling around there, haul
that
thing.
That fire got you, didn't it?
This is burning my car, house and all up. Tie off that tractor out there, too.
Oh, on the tractor.
Everything I had on my back. Some said, how can they burn the bus? I said, I couldn't burn the bus. The bus was out there in the magnolia tree. I said, if it had been closed the house, they'd have burned up too. I said, they got insurance on it too. I said, we got plenty of insurance on that.
Oh, yeah, they keep insurance on it.
Oh, me too. I got insurance at the house. I got insurance on my hip pocket.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah. Something hurt me if I need to go to the hospital. I got insurance right back then.
Is that
right?
I
got it on my boy, my baby boy, all of us. Except me and my baby boy, I got it on me and him. But I ain't got them all the grown children, huh? I dumped them. Let them took their own load.
Yeah.
They grown, they took their own load.
You gotta have insurance now.
Yeah, I got insurance on the older.
How much your automobile insurance cost you?
Oh, $150, that's what I got on it.
That's awful, isn't it?
Sure is awful. But somebody can run if they wanna.
Yeah.
I know some people running.
Okay.
If I get that car out there, I'm gonna take it off that shield and put it on that nut there.
Huh?
When I get that car out there and take it off and put it on that car out there.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do. Now, let me see, I have to go down and get that hair. You don't have no hair or nothing like that. Let me see. It's tomorrow, what tomorrow? Day Wednesday. Yesterday, Tuesday, tomorrow, Thursday. It'll take about a day, about a day. It will take, I'm going to take about half a day. I'll say a day. Cut that. I give myself a day, and I don't ever get over. I always take a little bit of them. Even trying to finish up this afternoon. I'm trying to go in the afternoon and get it.
Yeah.
And bring it back to the field. I don't know. We'll take that song on the park. That's the song. I didn't get them on my trailer. I kid it down, man.
All right, you want me to go help you? Your boy can help you?
Me and my boy are going to get it. Because I take that tractor and pull it up on it.
Yeah.
I was around the end and got a bushing bar. Nobody but me. I dug a hole, dropped that stuff in the ground, and stood that, took that track and pulled that sucker through there, pushed it over there, and took that track and drug it up on the trailer. And I couldn't pick the tongue up. I went by the latest bumper jack and picked the trailer where I could fade up. That's all. Took that pin down through that gun, going up on these. I got it. I'll be back. That's why.
All right.
About 1 minute to put it on now.
All right.
So, I hope that man find that thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
You have a friend.
I ain't gonna be no way but that away.
Let me tell you.
All right, Tim.
I have been so tired for the last week or two, I can hardly sit up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wore completely out. Mm-hmm. This goddamn desk work has worn me out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand chewing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing against them.
The same thing I say this morning. We would be this way tomorrow, and next week we'll have this cross. My word come out true.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that this morning, didn't I?
He is telling you that.
Anytime I tell a person something to watch out, it's going to happen. Some folks over here about a couple of weeks ago, they was having a little trouble. I said, if you don't watch out,
yeah.
In about 2 weeks' time, you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
It's all gone for them. They told me about it.
What happened?
They had a fight.
Yeah.
You heard about it.
Explode.
You heard about it.
Anybody
else? Order. Yeah, somebody right. That boy got shot.
Oh.
What was it, Brennan? Give me the high points.
Well, the father-in-law.
Yeah.
And the son-in-law was shooting at the father-in-law. He had no right.
Yeah.
But I'd shoot you too if you if you attempt to shoot at me.
Yeah.
And I ain't bothering you.
Yeah.
I'm the only way I shoot the hammer and fall down.
Yeah.
Well, you know you ain't got no business doing that. The same thing I said this morning.
Yeah.
When I went along that plot, you said, go home. I said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going on the plot. I said, I just told him that 10 to the Dante before noontime.
Yeah.
I said, people don't be all the same way all the time.
Yeah.
I said, the bone on a different kind of moon. And I mean that. That's true.
Yeah.
If I tell you something, watch that. Don't happen. I'm going to be back tomorrow. I ain't going to work no more today.
I wouldn't either. You know it.
I'm going to go home and I'll get the hair and come back and finish that.
It's too, you know,
it's
this
dry.
This heat gets well before it knows it.
No, it's hot.
Let me tell you, Burnett. Now, you know, I'm interested in this field up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested in this muttonhead here more than I am that field.
That's right.
You see, he thinks he knows something about machinery,
mm-hmm.
and he don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to find him out?
That's what I want you up here for, where he can find out something.
No, I can't be here. I got to be out there on.
Well, that's
I got
what
to
I
go
mean.
Out there on the fly.
Well, I know what
I promised my cousin.
Yeah.
I'd be down here, and I don't like to tell nobody no lie.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna fool with you.
Well,
that's
the
kind of person
is.
I ain't gonna fool with you if I might be lying to you. I ain't gonna fool with you.
Yeah.
That's right. I ain't gonna fool with you if I got to lie to you. I ain't gonna fool with you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna do that. You ain't no good to me if you don't know how to lie to
you. Well, you see, he's already learned about it. I have too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much you know about that stuff.
But I don't think I can learn this time.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to be out. I'm gonna stand back and look at you over here. I'll come in here some of these days somewhere, y'all be working at it.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do, roof and buying some hay?
Huh?
What you gonna reap and buying some hay?
Yeah. They got all this grass around.
Like Richard doing over there.
And it's all going to waste, you see.
It sure is now. You can put that in safe for the cows.
Yes, or they'll eat it.
It might get colder than it was this. It wasn't cold this time.
Yes.
Hit you to get so cold till you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing ain't bust no water pipe yet.
Yeah.
He didn't do it this last time.
You see, you got good boys, Burnett. They're all nice boys, aren't they?
I don't know about that. I can teach them up, but say they come out the gun and I don't know that. That's kind of stuff I got.
Well, I know, but they're pretty nice boys.
I can't see that.
Well, maybe one or two of them act up a little bit every now and then.
Everybody, like I told this morning, I wasn't coming to. Everybody got their way. Us three of you ain't got the same conscience.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
different, mother. I say
yeah.
that this morning. It still come out true.
Yeah.
That's what I then I say it right here.
Yeah.
I know don't go on. I say that.
Yeah.
It'll come out true. Now tomorrow you might meet me wrong tomorrow, see. Alright, this guy down here, let me show you something about boy come out true.
Okay.
This guy come that you still right down on the corner right down there?
Yeah.
I come along with my tractor, the tire half flat. I cuss before I know it. I said, excuse me the press. God damn it, I ain't got time to fuck around with this damn thing. Now I got to go home.
Yeah.
He said, you going to do it? I said, no, I have to do it. You're going to have to kill me.
Oh.
I said, dude, you have to kill me. And I drove right on. He said, you ain't got no sense. I said, I don't care if I ain't got no sense. I said, I ain't missing. I say more than I ain't going to cuss anybody. I said, I ain't fucking know you got no minutes now because I'm going home. I said, you're going to have to kill me to make me stay here.
You know, if people ought to know when somebody... It flies off and leave him alone, don't they?
Look what I've done. You say, go take your track home. I just drive right on, drive right on. The same thing I said this morning, I'd have been just like you was. The same thing I said this morning, right down to the table.
That's right.
Same, my words come out true. But I tell you something, don't put your foot on it. I ain't joking, Mister. I ain't born the same kind of moon everybody's bone. I ain't joking. I ain't born the same kind of moon everybody's bone.
Well, you know, when do they learn things like that, brother?
You look in that Bible. I told you that this morning. Look in your Bible.
Yeah.
He'll tell you about that. Different kind of person people born on.
You know,
how they'll be every not the same thing every day.
Not the same thing every day?
No, you ain't gonna be the same thing every day. You read your Bible a little
Let
bit.
Let me tell you, you
mm-hmm.
learned a whole lot about that in MCC camps. You don't know.
No, they don't learn that kind of stuff. They learn about shooting somebody, killing somebody. They don't learn about that Bible. They learn how to be mean to people, but not to be good to people.
Yeah.
I know I learned that much, but I ain't gonna do that away. I can't live like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you rubbed up against so many people there. And
oh, man. Camp. Oh, my Lord. All kind of people. All kind of people.
All day long.
All day long. You got to either be rough like them. I ain't going to be like them.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be the right way.
Yeah.
I can't live but once. That other. I'm going to try to live good. I don't care how this other person act up. I ain't gonna act like him.
Well,
I can't get nothing out that bad way.
Yeah.
I can get something out that good way.
Is there some of them that's just rough for the hell of it?
Oh, they don't care. I'm gonna give it that away. They don't care.
They just rather be rough.
They don't care. Rather be rough to be good.
Like that all the time.
Yeah, everybody ain't alike.
Yeah.
Everybody not alike. You better bet that somebody tomorrow, I'll be good. The day tomorrow, you might be finding me crooked.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you don't bone the same kind of moon.
Well, ain't nobody.
That's, look in your Bible, you can find it. Look in your Bible, I know you got one.
Ain't nobody ever called you crooked.
No, ain't nobody ever called me crooked.
I never.
But you can't never tell when a person go wrong some of these days. Now look at that author met me wrong. Now if you'd have been down to your house, said, what's the matter with him? Now, I ain't never seen nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
The tire was flat on that thing. He gonna make me plow his ground. I said, I ain't got time. I cussed before I know it.
Yeah.
You gonna come in here and plow my ground? I said, no, son, so I ain't gonna come in here. I said, Mama dead and come back. And I said, I know you ain't gonna talk about her.
Yeah.
Because I mean you're gonna show tired if you talk about my mama dead.
Yeah.
I ain't joking, I mean that. You know I'm gonna jump right on me like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
That's right. See, everybody ain't the same way every day. Mm-mm. Therefore, that's my word come out true. Everybody ain't the same word.
Well, now look at here. Mm. You see, you're dealing with the public all the time.
You have to try to be
all
good.
All the time.
You have
see?
To be done good.
Now, what's going to happen someday when them.
I'm going to turn out just like anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn out just like anybody else.
They're going to hit you the wrong day.
Yeah, I'm going to turn out just like somebody else. Just like I just said this morning. I'm going to turn out the wrong day.
Yeah.
If they monk with me, I don't care who, which one of them, a boss man, I'm going to turn out to give me my money, I'm going.
Yeah.
I done told him that one time.
That right?
He said, where the hell you going? I said, I'm going home. I ain't gonna stay here.
Yeah.
He said, no, you're going back on driving the bus.
Yeah.
I walked out the door and come back. He handed me the keys. He said, brother, get the bus and go on about the game. Everybody act up. I said, I know the dude. I sat down and talked. It's like I'm telling you. I said, every day you ain't gonna meet me the same. Like, you ain't gonna be the same every day.
Yeah.
I said, everybody born on the same, different kind of moon.
Yeah.
When you meet one day, they want to be another way. Sometimes they put it on their wife. Me and my wife had an argument last night. That's what's going to put out to the public.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be there. You got to see you born. that's kind of dry. That going to go.
But now, he handed you the key and told you to get back on the bus.
Mm-hmm. I got back on the bus.
Yeah. And that's the end of it.
Ain't here no more. Ain't nobody missing me no more. Ain't nobody bothering me no more.
Oh, they that one time they tangle with you and then
that's
they
right.
Know.
That's right. That's right. One time enough. When they give me them keys, they don't bother me.
Well, that's the beauty.
They tell me what to do, and I do that.
Yeah.
They tell me don't get off that road for nobody. Give them half a road, don't you get in a ditch.
Yeah.
They don't, I said, I take you around. If there's one man on the aisle, I said, come on, let's go to the game to the office. He said, no, I don't want, I said, come on, I don't want to argue with nobody. Come on, let's go to the office. I said, I'll drive the bus right up there to the door, go walk in and talk with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't good. I said, you take my word, you got to take my word. Come
yeah.
on, let's go to the office. They told me to don't get on that road and get stuck. Give the people half the road. But don't I stop. The most time I stop.
Yeah.
I cut on that road. I don't tell
yeah.
you. I cut on that road.
Yeah.
I don't tell him I drive at the bus there. I do.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fella I am. If what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it because I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
It's too. I'm too big to lie. I'm going to tell it just like it is. That's what I am.
But
that's
then
kind
of somebody, a lot of this road here, somebody got to stop every now and then.
I didn't stop because they're going to keep a driving. Somebody got to get run into one another.
Yeah.
I didn't stop. I know that bus too big. He didn't run over somebody. That, like that man, I come out to the road, main road. He said, you run over me. I said, man, if I'd have run over you, it wouldn't have been no piece of you.
Yeah.
He turned the trailer over down in the middle of the road. See, I run into him.
Yeah.
The road patrol, I call the road patrol. The road come down and look.
Oh.
Brother, where you hit him at? You. I thought he didn't get on the highway. He marked with his tape from the road where I turned way up the road. He's way over there and turned his doggone trailer in the middle of the road. I stayed right into the road truck. I stayed there.
Yeah.
He, me and him walked up the road. So you going back to the house if I need y'all call. I ain't calling me today.
Well, you tell me now.
You can't tell a lie. I'm trying to mix something out of nothing.
You tell me now how these fellas handle that heavy equipment with a bottle of whiskey in the pocket.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know about the rest of them. I know what I can do myself.
Well, you know they'll wreck it.
I know
yeah.
I can't handle it. I don't even like to smell it.
Yeah.
I don't mess around nobody's thinking. I say that before. Friday gone. I say that Friday gone. I don't forget their face. don't forget that face.
Yeah, but you
if I does, I couldn't drive that bus. You got to think and think right there, don't be marked.
But you know, a lot of your friends, when Friday comes, that's where they head out to them Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they.
But see, I don't go to them kind of junk. That's them. I don't go to, not me. I don't go there.
So you all out there by yourself, ain't you?
I'm over by myself in the woods. Sometimes you see me, it's like you're sitting down there looking at the radio.
Yeah.
I'll get on my tracks, I'll get in the car, something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't have no buddy friends, buddies, nothing like that. I go by myself. You can tell this and tell the other, I go by myself.
Yeah.
That's where I go. When I go off, I go by myself. Because like I'm working now, I make my own money. I don't have to spend nobody's money.
Yeah.
That's right. That's kind of what I am.
Well, now, you know, one reason you can drive that school bus is the people you work for stay off your back.
No, they don't bother me.
They don't worry you.
They don't bother me at all.
So you can go ahead and...
I can't drive if somebody be on my back. I wouldn't drive if they be on my back. Every time I turn around to this or that, or this or that, I couldn't drive because I said, yeah, the keys,
yeah.
Give me another job.
Yeah.
I didn't sign to drive that bus. They come and got me to drive that bus. The man dead. My boss man was dead. Come and got me.
Yeah.
That's right.
But every time you go out and work for the public, the first thing you know, you get tired.
Done something.
Yeah.
I done something. Therefore, I couldn't stand them people.
So, you know, that's the trouble over here at this service station. You see, you can't just go ahead and do your work. You got all that collecting to do.
Yeah. When people, I don't know about everybody, I did it. When you owe a person, it looks like you owe a kind of thing. You want the main stuff, you're spending
the
stuff.
I used to talk to that fellow over there, and he said the general attitude was to beat them as much as you can.
Beat them?
Yeah.
Who you think somebody, if you beat somebody, somebody gonna beat you?
That's right.
I'm telling you, you have to die one day.
And
they have to tie you down that bed to die.
And he told me his...
You mean Mr. Bradley?
No, sir.
No, you don't know Mr. Bradley.
No, I missed him. He died before I got
him. That place right over there.
Yeah.
He didn't want Pete to walk across his field.
Oh.
That's true. A colored lady come down that road one day, she told him to get off that mule. I'll whoop you before you hit the ground. He didn't get off that mule.
Is that right?
He didn't get off that mule, right down that road then. I'm never gonna get there. He told her to get off his ground.
Yeah.
She said, you ain't got no so-and-so ground. It's God's ground. You just got barred ground. Just let that place I'm doing. You ain't. I ain't got no ground. We just got here for a few days.
Yeah,
so you live. When you
right.
live, somebody's gonna take it. That's right. I'm thinking
right.
like it is.
That's
you
right.
live here for a few days.
And then they ain't gonna plow it the way
Ooh.
You want it.
What you talking about? What you talking about? No God. I'm looking at him. You on my so and so. You get off my house. I hear my cousin talking about, get out my house. You ain't got no house. Get out my house. I don't see until I walk out the door. I don't need y'all. I don't like y'all. Then
yeah.
I walk out the door. Yeah. When you get through all and I walk back in, how you young and cool down? Yeah, give me a drink of ice water. Give me a drink of ice water. And cool off a little bit. I got an ice in there? No. I said, come on, give me a drink of ice water. I'll get up on another server because I know it ain't wrong.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be like, y'all down. You people don't like me because I try to be right. I don't have much for
you. You don't bother anybody, do
I don't
you?
Bother someone. Well, last fight I had in the CC camp.
Oh, the CC camp?
Yeah, I had a
trouble
fight there.
There.
Yeah, a boy jumped around me and chunks of mud in my face, and I down in the could nail me and boy went. I jumped right straight in the neck. I didn't go behind his back, steal him. I jumped right in the front of his face. He, when he was meeting me, he didn't know what I got to do. I jumped right up on him, right down over in the could nail. I made a whip, that he couldn't get before.
Just like a
jet.
Yeah.
Like a jet. He couldn't say I stole him. I said, that man said, the lieutenant said, did they have some steel? He said, no. He jumped right in the front of my face. Jumped right up on him. And I know he couldn't. I was slim, but like you, but I just said, it's like lightning. Turned him right over in the water. Me and him both.
Yeah.
Shit, I wasn't caring about if I started fighting. I didn't care if Nicodemus was there. But I don't get mad at every time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But you learn more in that CC camp than you'd have learned that.
Boys don't know around here like I do. You been with them people do. Rough showing up.
Yeah.
Shit, see them guns like that and them 30s, them machine guns every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
and just itching to use them.
Who? That man, them some of them fellas love to pull that trigger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just love to pull that trigger, them fellas do. Carry them out there and shoot them trees down there. Them tummy gun.
Well, they just walk out and shoot? Just shoot?
No, they have a special place to shoot and a rifle.
Yeah. They get
a kick out of that.
Yeah,
they get a kick out of that.
They get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. Shooting. Well, that's probably not go to the house and sit down. Take me out. 4 miles over and get me
water.
Drink
yourself some water before you go.
Let me spit this back up. Yes, Jay.
That
man ain't coming back with that
thing?
No.
He not
coming back today. I don't think you got to tomorrow.
I don't know.
Too late now.
Is it too late
for him? About 2 weeks after. About
1 minute
after
4,
he ain't coming back tomorrow.
That's a little bit late
for him. He ain't coming back till tomorrow.
Because he wants to quit the regular time himself.
He
got to
quit the regular time. They working that structure. I mean, working public. He's going to quit.
What kind of back you chew? I didn't. You told me
Brown
that.
Mule.
Oh, Brown Mule? I thought you said something else.
Don't drink too much. I'm drunk. I'm not gonna feel.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
All right.
That. I think. If I had had a chance like you had to go to that CC camp, you see.
When you went to the army. That would have been a better thing.
Yes. But hell, I was middle aged when I went to the army.
What you were, about 23, 4?
Oh, God knows, I was 35.
That wasn't so old. The right age to learn.
See, I was too old.
That was right age to learn.
Oh, at that age, you know, they think you're old men there at 35 in the army, you know that.
You weren't too old right then. If you got to learn anything, you got to learn it then, no more.
Yeah, but I learned it, but I learned the wrong things, you see, at that age.
Well, one thing about a person learning what he want to learn, but if he ain't got to learn, then he ain't got to learn. I don't care how much it's in it. How much it go?
Yeah, but how old was you? 20? I was about
19.
Yeah.
About 19.
And you was at 2 years. Mm-hmm. You see? Right at the right time.
Yeah. You went right in there.
Yeah, I liked it and stayed a year and 6 months after that. I resigned again.
And there's nothing like it for your boys.
No, they didn't go.
There's never been anything since then like it, has it?
Yeah. With the army. My truck when I drive turned into the camp lane. I went to camp lane about 15 years.
But the army won't do the same thing.
Sure don't.
You see, you was out in the woods.
That's right.
Where's a 300 head? But
I mean 300 head. I ain't joking.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't counting them in the mess hall now.
No.
About 30 in the mess hall, I mean, cooks and the KPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he hit it the right time.
Yeah, boy. Today it's.
I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the God truth. A heap of time, I say, long, about 3 or 4 years, I wish I was back there. I wouldn't have to be right here. 3 or 4 years back, I wish I was there. I'd rather be up there to be around here.
You know, I get so fed up with this around here, I wish I'd just anyway.
Be off, excuse me, that around home. I'd rather be off to be around home sometimes.
But then you tie it down.
You know, you combine that. You got to be there at a certain time. You can't go off when you want. That's one thing about that.
Yeah.
You can't go off. You got to get a leave to go sit to play. Like I'm gonna go, like when I go home, if I'm gonna go uptown, I don't have to ask nobody. If you go do that, you got to ask somebody. You got to find out where you're going, how you got to be back. You got to be back 4 o'clock. You got to be there.
Yeah.
That's right. So you put you out there on the rock pile, put you out there in anything, dig a stump, cut a tree down, anything.
Yeah.
They're gonna call you. Starting that door, some man gonna be standing at that door, call your name, so and so and so with so and so. Something wrong with your bait, something wrong with your shoes, something wrong with your tie, something wrong with your shirt, something wrong with your pants, zip open. I got gonna get you out that line. You can't go and eat them no supper.
Yeah.
That's time to call.
Now what's the longest that you can get away from home now? You can get away for a week?
About a week or something. I'm gonna try to stay off a week, you know.
That's the best you can do.
The best I can do now. The best I can do. I wanna stay off 1 week and don't go to that.
Well, you can't get that far in a week.
I ain't gonna go down to mine and come back. See what I mean?
Well, you've been down there.
I ain't been there for the year before. I didn't go last year. I went to go, but I didn't go.
I thought you'd going across the border.
I wanted to go, but I can't go.
Wouldn't it be a little different going down there across the border?
I just don't want to ride that plane.
Planes, I hear they ride pretty good.
Some babies fall too much, though.
Oh, they do.
They just like the trains. They have wrecks. About 3 weeks ago, a plane ran the mountain to them. Killed about 180 people.
Yeah, yes.
You heard about that. Right. You seen the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
What you got to do? Plane no good. Train no good. Oh. Car ain't no good. You can be driving good. Somebody can run into you.
It's got so.
If you walk, you better get off the road.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
If you don't, they'll run over. God knows they'll run over.
Oh, they will.
I don't know. People run right over. I walk on the edge. Me and my granddad a long years back. He's going to make an open. I'm a dolphin man and dressed that man close my uncle's granddad's coat. If I had my pistol, I'd kill you.
That's
he
right.
He said, if he had his gun, he's going to the lobby. Yeah. He belongs to the. What is it? Nice picture. I walk on this side, he's walking this side, and the dolphin and British coated. I seen that. I just smacked him back.
There used to be a lot of mean people, these white people.
Everybody don't mean now.
They'd see somebody walk along the road, and they'd try to zip them.
That's what I know.
They
do that to now.
And Nicanope is one of the worst places.
They do that to now. They ain't like it used to be. It's good than used to be.
They good now, but you know how it used to be.
Oh, it used to be rough.
They'd see you going along there, and they'd make it.
Chunk balls at you, shoot at you, all kind of junk.
And they say, there goes Burnett, I'll zip him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
they do it. That's why I don't walk nowhere. Well, they don't care who he is.
How'd they get so mean about that over at Micanopy?
I don't know. They're a mean place. Ready too. But ain't nobody there now.
No, it's changed now, but they, who is that fella? They got a fella up here from Tampa who is an expert. Don't you remember the he was a deputy over there for a long time.
Let me see.
Oh, he's mean. If you didn't get off the walk when he met you.
You ain't talking about
What's his name? He died.
Duncan?
Yes.
He shot that boy.
He shot several boys.
He shot one boy, I know.
What was it?
Down at the mill, I think it was.
What happened? He wasn't doing anything.
By a dog or something, huh?
By not a dog.
By a dog. I tell you, people shoot you now. A dog, God knows it will.
But not like the deer.
Not like in Houston. Nothing like in Houston now.
Well, you know,
they don't have no police there now, but them people from Game will come down there. A road show and people come down there.
Yeah, but they don't bother you.
Not down like it in Houston. Mm-mm.
But this old fella Duncan, he was still living when I come down here.
He was.
He went in there at Buster's every now and then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know much about him then. Mm-hmm. I've heard about him since then.
Mm-hmm.
And he was around her.
Yeah.
If you didn't get off the walk when he met you, I'm telling you, you remember.
Tough on you.
Now, what all did they do, Burnett? I mean, what all did he do? You had to.
That's all I know.
Yeah, he.
If you get out your place, they try to put you back in there, KSG, or do something to you. One thing about you, always treated me nice. You the police, I never had no. I bought a car from him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Duncan?
But I tell you, too, I never had no problem with none of them police. None of them.
You mean Duncan?
Yeah, I bought a car from him.
Well, he's spit in your eye.
All right, he didn't spit in my eye, though. He don't spit in everybody's eye.
Well, how'd you manage?
I just bought the car from him. I told him on the car. He sold it. He brought it out to me.